Nearly half of all Americans are on the social media video sharing app, TikTok. But lawmakers are raising concerns about the app's ties to China and what it means for national security. Today, TikTok CEO Shou Chu testified before Congress. He's been trying to defend the app and prevent US officials from banning the app altogether. At the center of it all is the question of whether or not China has access to American users' data. Here's an exchange between Chu and Representative Anna Hsu, a Democrat from California.
Congresswoman, I have seen no evidence that the Chinese government has access to that data. They have never asked us. We have not provided.
Well, you know what?
I find that
actually preposterous.
NPR's Bobby Allen has been watching the hearings and joins us now. Bobby, welcome.
Thanks.
Bobby, what are the main concerns about TikTok that lawmakers expressed in this hearing?
So lawmakers are concerned that the Chinese Communist Party can use the app as a way to spy on Americans, that the Chinese government can use the app to amplify or promote content that is favorable to the Chinese Communist Party's views. And in response to that, the CEO of TikTok said it's just not happening. Shou Chu said that there is a firewall in place, a firewall that is getting stronger under a plan that they are now unfolding that would prevent their employees in Beijing from having any access to user data or influencing what Americans see. And it would prevent the Chinese Communist Party from ever accessing U.S. user data. And I think it's worth pointing out that, national security experts say it is theoretically possible that the Chinese Communist Party would be able to access U.S. user data, but there is no proof of it. The U.S. has never proven that they have evidence that this has ever happened, but because of intelligence laws in China that require private businesses to turn over information on customers, national security experts say it certainly would be in the realm of the hypothetical.
Okay. Now, U.S. officials are pushing two options to TikTok's Chinese parent company, either sell TikTok or face a nationwide ban. Is there any middle ground or compromise that CEO Shou Chu is offering instead?
Shou Chu doesn't think that divestiture would solve the data security problem. And we really are in uncertainty in terms of the future of TikTok. This hearing comes at a really crucial time for the company because, as you mentioned, the Biden administration is really turning up the heat on TikTok, right? And is there a middle ground between, finding a buyer or being put out of business? I mean, TikTok sure does hope so. I mean, his middle ground, Shou Chu, the CEO of TikTok, he thinks it's something called Project Texas. And it's this undertaking that is going to cost the company around $1.5 billion. They're establishing a new entity. They're hiring thousands of new employees. And they're going to have independent monitors and auditors to ensure that U.S. user data is completely sequestered from China. So all the employees in China of TikTok's corporate parent company would not be able to access it. They say certainly the Chinese government would never be able to access it. The problem is that the Biden administration has already examined this offer, thought about it, and said, no thanks. The Biden administration's position is sever your ties to ByteDance or maybe you're going to be put out of business completely.
Okay, so there's a contingency then of lawmakers, though, who do support TikTok. Here's Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman speaking yesterday outside the Capitol.
So let's not have a dishonest conversation. Let's not be racist towards China and express our xenophobia when it comes to TikTok, because American companies have done tremendous harm to American people.
Did any lawmakers in the hearing speak up in support of TikTok? Because frankly, I have to say, Bobby, my sense is TikTok users love their platform and perhaps don't really care about the Chinese involvement.
I would say Representative Bowman's position is he's in the extreme minority here. The consensus view in Washington is that TikTok is a danger and that it could potentially be used as a tool to manipulate the minds of U.S. citizens. And there really is no such thing as a soft on China position in Washington anymore. Both Democrats and Republicans see TikTok as a potential threat to national security and for the most part, that is the view across the board in Washington. Now, during the hearing, we didn't really hear much defense of TikTok. That wasn't really the point. The point was to grill the CEO and get to the bottom of some of these data and privacy concerns. But yes, the 150 million users in the U.S. really love TikTok. I mean, it really is a place that is the center of internet culture. And the people who are using it every day, honestly, probably are not thinking about these national security concerns.
NPR's Bobby Allen, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.